We're now with Browns general manager Mike Lombardi talking about the 2013 draft, which is now only a week away. And Mike, the first thing I think I want to start with is, where are you in this process? Where the board is, the board set, and how comfortable and confident are you that everything is in place for this draft?
Well, you know, I think you're comfortable in the sense that you're still working at it. I think you're still going over it. It's like preparing for a bar exam. I mean, you are constantly still studying. You don't know what the questions are going to be. So even though you have your board fairly set, you're looking at different scenarios and potentially preparing yourself for questions that may come up on the test and may not, but you want to make sure you cover everything thoroughly.
This is your first as a general manager. How different is it from your previous role in personnel evaluation?
Well, you know, it's similar, but yet it is different in the sense that, you know, you have the chance to really work together with a lot of different people. Certainly Joe and Chud, Ray Farmer, working together with them, building a collaborative effort is important. And I think that's really what matters most, setting the philosophy and being able to work together towards that. That's kind of what's been really fun.
One of the things that's different, and or maybe this is the same in different organizations where there is a change in the GM role, is that there was a scouting staff already in place and, in fact, fully intact that you are working with. How much of a process was involved to get that group up to speed with how you see things and how Joe Banner sees things, how the organization sees things, versus just implementing everything you do your way?
Well, I think everything's about change, and I think there's moments of change. And certainly with Chud coming in and going over what we believe to be the characteristics of a player as we move forward for what he wants to do offensively, defensively, and then the kicking game. And then it's my job to make sure that everybody's on the same page in the department that I run. And having Ray there, having his assistance to do that really has been helpful. So we've really tried to just work together. Everybody knows that it's probably not exactly the one system that we're going to be in right now we're moving forward, but we're all adaptable and we all have to change a little bit and modify it so we get the best results.
Are you happy with the fact that everybody is on the same page?
I'm happy with everybody being on the same page, and I think the work ethic has been very good, and I think we all have a common goal, which is to get the best player for the Browns.
And give us a sense of what your typical day is like in these days leading up to the draft, and maybe how different it is than what you started with when you first arrived here.
Well, you know, my day's pretty much the same since January 18th when I got hired. I think the next day I came in and you start watching tape and you spend some time, early January, February, spending more time on the pro side of it. And then lately you've been spending all your time on college. So it's about tape. It's about writing reports. It's about asking questions. It's about making sure you manage people, you lead people. So it's all been this pretty much the same since I got hired. It's been a lot of excitement in terms of being back with the team.
Was there any transition personally that you had to make from having spent several years working media, even though you had previously done the personnel thing, to going into a role like this? Did you have to retrain any part of yourself to deal with this?
You had to retrain yourself, and the college game is changed, even though I worked on the NFL draft for the NFL Network. But I think there's the depth of that certainly doesn't magnify itself into building a draft board. So that certainly changed. And, you know, the constant every single day, you know, on TV you still get off days off. I think it's important to keep building your momentum while you're doing this job. So it's been fun. I wouldn't have anything other way.
When the board is up there, and we use the term board is set, how truly set do you believe a board really is before the draft itself? And do you find yourself occasionally or even constantly kind of staring at what those names are and how you have it playing out and say, maybe this should be moved here or we want to slide this piece there?
Well, I think it's most important when you're building a foundation for sustained success is to make sure you build a team, not collect players. And I think you have to have a philosophy that's outside your board. Where you believe the game is won and the essence of the game is the most important, and what players determine how the game is ultimately won is what you tend to gravitate your eyes towards. Not necessarily a certain position, but this, to me, the foundation and the core strength of what you believe.
Mike Lombardi, the general manager of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Mike, the information gathering process, we always hear this is a puzzle and it's put together with many pieces in different forms. Obviously, the tape of the games played during the fall by college teams, and then there are the bowl games, the All-Star games, the BCS games, whatever, and then the combine and the individual workouts, on and on and on, and everything is pieced together. But as you sort of put that Browns puzzle together, what is any one particular area maybe carrying more weight with you just because of how you've done it and what you've learned from the Al Davises and the Bill Walshes?
Well, I think it sort of comes back to the playing of football, the tape, and then making sure you're understanding the tape. You know, the thing about the draft is you really have to determine the level of competition of the players playing against one another. And the more you build the board, the longer within the draft process you learn about the players, maybe not the ones you're watching as much as who they're playing against. So that helps you determine the level of comp, and I think that's really important. And level of comp, Coach Walsh used to talk about it all the time. Al Davis was obsessed with it, was determining what the level of comp was. I mean, to say you watched every game of a player is probably not good use of your time, because four of the games may be against level of comp that's not worthwhile. So it's about making sure you understand who he's playing against, the player he's with, and when he's productive and who he's productive against. So I think that's the challenge.
You'd have so many options with your sixth overall pick. You'd have so many options, I guess, wherever that pick falls. But certainly being in that top 10 area, there's the trade possibility. The trade down scenario is the predominant one that's being speculated upon. How do you arrive at the decision to trade down versus sitting there to make the pick? And does it include what you would, of course, pick up in trade, but targeting the player with that additional pick and, for the sake of discussion, an additional getting a second rounder back?
Well, the draft's all about value, and I think it's important to value the players, and it's important to grade the players, and the grade signifies value. So you always have to be cognizant of not the names of the players, but the value of the players, and I think that's the challenge. So when you get a trade offer, you have to take emotion out of it and be clinical in the analysis of the value and the value you've determined, and then that's how you best move forward. I think you have to take emotion away from it.
Joe Banner mentioned in the news conference earlier today that the two of you had that this isn't the flat draft that so many analysts like to call it, and saying that there is a lot of good talent available in the upper tier. Just give us a sense of what that talent looks like to you and what the deeper positions are, et cetera.
Well, you know, it's always, you know, having worked for Coach Walsh, he always would bristle at the notion that drafts were defined by certain characteristics, and I think all drafts are unique, and 3 years from now when we look back on this draft, it'll have its own unique qualities. And I think the challenge that we face in evaluating it is to determine those unique qualities before we wait 3 years, and I think that's whatever goes on. And also, the depth of the draft doesn't really signify anything, because as long as the Browns get seven good players, that's all that matters. Whether 28 other teams get seven good players is not of interest to the Browns. So I think that's really a fallacy. So we just have to value the players and draft them accordingly.
Another thing that Joe Banner mentioned was the discussions are constant. And he said at some point the Browns will have discussions with probably all the 31 other teams in the league regarding possible trades. And they don't necessarily have to be first round, but just food for thought discussions or whatever. Can you walk through what those typical conversations are like, and how do they formulate? How do they come? Is it mostly you guys dialing them, or do they dial you?
It goes both ways. I think, you know, everybody's inquisitive, especially in the last week before the draft. Everybody wants to kind of play those games, and everybody loves. I mean, that's why ESPN has a draft tracker for the NBA. They love the trades, and I think that it's fun to do. But you know, you sit there. People certainly express an interest. They want to move up or they want to move down. Teams that maybe aren't picking in the top 50 want to try to get a 50th pick or move up. So they, you know, you kind of have a sense of where teams are, and early on you'll have a sense of how the clean team grades the draft, and you can pretty much determine if they want out of the draft or they want in the draft by their actions. And I think if you want to move into that direction, you can, whether it's positively moving more picks or getting or reducing your pick load.
And I don't know if enough is said about this. I think it's as critical for you to know what the other teams are going to do, what you're pretty certain they're going to do or think confidently they're going to do, as much as it is to know what you want to do. That it, really, all your moves are determined in many ways by understanding as thoroughly as you can the needs and decision patterns of the other teams.
No question. I think it comes down to information. We're in the information business, and I think the better we know the teams around us, the better teams we know, that we'll know their actions. Plus, you have to know the people that are making the picks. And, you know, if guys that have been in organizations for a long time, you certainly have a sense of who they like and who they might pick, and you have to understand that.
And is that like a collective, collaborative conversation where you, Joe, other scouts, whatever, get involved and throw that stuff into a pot?
Well, I think you break down their team, how they were built, and experience matters. I think it does matter in drafting, and I think when you look at how a guy has picked, it would seem logical that a player Y would be interesting to him. So you just kind of have a sense of it, and if it proves out to be right, you just tuck it in your memory bank.
How excited are you for what is coming forth now in a matter of, again, a week to get your first chance at this as a general manager? How much are you looking forward to it? Is it sleepless nights? I mean, nervous? What's the attitude?
I'm excited. I think it's just more preparation. I just want to make sure we cover it. I think that there's never a sense of contentment, and there's never a sense that we got it. I just want to make sure we cover all the bases. So I think there's going to be a lot of hours spent between now and Thursday.
Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mike Lombardi, general manager of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.